cloud. And okay, it's Thursday, February 18th. And we've just had a bit of a discussion about what we need next. And Michael is reporting on how he's doing and has shared with us some different transcription solutions. And
I'm in a class and sorry,
and telling us about that he's made a lot of progress around his habits. So go on, Michael. Sorry about that.
The main win is I've been able to establish more of a habitual writing, more frequently in the mornings, and producing more and more text, especially since the last time when I kind of freaked out and figured out, we've got like 2.5 months to write our first draft. but I'm feeling more comfortable that I'm, hitting my stride and moving towards that. And I've realized that my outline is still, it's sort of like halfway there maybe, but I'm more concerned with nailing down the things that I know and then trying to weave it together. But I do like your idea. I would like to talk with you one-on-one or have you envision having us talk about show you our outline so we can discuss that directly.
Great, yeah. So we'll organize it not next week, but the following week. And that's a deadline for all of you because I'm gonna do a couple of days where we can do that extra call. And if you don't book it then and don't have your outline ready for then it won't happen. How's that for being firm? Unless you have a really good excuse. I mean, I'm not totally, unless there's something that's really bad or good that you can't pass up, and we'll judge that. So great, thank you. And what's your what do you think is your challenge or anything coming up in terms of challenges?
It continues to be structure, like not having really nailed down, how the chapters are going to be, and so that's something I, because I had like one idea and then I went to another idea and then our guest was talking about, well, sometimes you just need to write it. Write an outline, but don't stick to it. Don't hold yourself to it too much. So I'm kind of in that middle ground somewhere now.
Yeah. Okay, great. So that sounds good. Congratulations, Michael, on establishing that routine. And just for Michaela, I think you may not have made that particular mastermind because that was our first one, which you weren't at. And that's where we discussed getting a routine and what works for you. And we started talking about the whole accountability thing. And we will be going further with the accountability. So I'm going to go to the next person. And at the end, I'm going to also share an idea I have about how we're going to get this all done by the end of April. So, or a couple of ideas. So anyway, I'll share that at the end of the meeting because I think we want to get through the other stuff first or at the next meeting. It's all possible. So who would like to talk next? Art, are you able to talk?
Let me try.
We got you. Yay.
Yeah, I really didn't do anything. So I'm not exactly sure what was going on. So one of the progress is yesterday I did start writing another chapter and I wrote about 1,000 words. So that was good. On the previous time since our last meeting, I had written down several paragraphs every day, but not really in an organized form. They were just ideas that came to my mind. And I've done what Michael's done is I've dictated in my phone. And then the iPhone does a pretty good job of transcribing it. It's not perfect, but and it doesn't put in punctuation where I want, but anyway, I can take that and get it onto my computer, and then at least I have those ideas written down, so in a form that I can read. So I've made some progress, and actually it was good yesterday that I started writing that other chapter. So, which up until yesterday, it was, I had resistance to doing that. And frankly, I've been feeling a little tired this past week. And my guess is it's just, we've had a lot of cloudy weather this whole winter, which is unusual for us here. And so I think it's, you know, it might even be a little seasonal affective disorder. So, so anyway, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Is there anywhere you need coaching or help in particular, or for the group, like being in a group hot seat or something?
Well, I don't really know what the hot seat is, or what that format is, or what that would even mean. So that's hard for me to say. It'd be nice to see everyone else go through it, and then I'll decide if I need to do that.
I didn't explain that at the beginning. It's what we've done it a couple of times, but it's just coming on with your challenge, and we coach you through it, and I would do coaching, and others would be asked to contribute feedback if possible. And I think as you know, and it's kind of like, we could do it at future meetings where you say, like, you judge as how urgent it might be that you need that group coaching. Like, mm-hmm. I need it five being the highest and zero being not. Because there's sometimes when you just learn through somebody else being coached and getting the ideas. In fact, that happens a lot. So so that's basically the idea for that. And it means that we can't coach every single person every time, but right. That you get the benefit of the others. Does that make sense? Have I explained
yes.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, great. So good going that you got 1,000 words done. Fantastic. So, and more will come. And I think, Bart, just a little impression is that maybe the thing about not... I think there may be resistance about, although I think you got through it in writing the chapter, is getting from the thing of the little ideas to committing yourself more to being in the chapters. Now, I may be wrong about that, but I'll just put that out. Does that sound at all? Does that make at all sense?
Oh, yeah, it does. Because I think the little ideas are great, but you know, they don't make up a chapter. They make up a paragraph. And so it's like, okay, how do I take, you know, 50 of these little ideas and put them all together into something that makes any sense for somebody else?
Right. So, yeah. And that will be through the outline, and partly will just maybe be through the right, you know, just getting into a chapter. And okay, great. And we'll see how it goes, Bart, and we'll talk about it in our individual. Alex or Peter, who wants to go next? Or Michaela, one of you.
I can go next. So since the last time we spoke, I made good progress in terms of outline. Actually, let me step back. I actually came to the conclusion right now what I really want to do is not that big 200, 300 page book, but a condensed version, like an 80-page ebook, to get the core ideas together. So I came to that conclusion because one is people ask for that more. Like as part of the Leadership for Kids, they purchase the journal, then they're kind of looking for like a guide to go with it so they can use it, you know, as part of the curriculum in school or at home. So that's really what I want to provide first and foremost. So I got more clarity in terms of who my audience is and what they absolutely need. And that's not a 200, 300, like my body of work type of book, but it's simple 80-page ebook guide on my website or on KVP. So that's that. So with the 80-page ebook vision, I made good progress. Now I think I got rid of some of that resistance, right? Because now it's not like such a big thing. It's like, okay, if I just put all the stuff I've written together, like that's probably like half of it already, like from the past, like all the different pieces. Now I can just like reuse a lot of that. So I was like, good, you know, I'm happy about that. Then my outline is also simpler, like instead of like each leadership principle as a big chapter where I'm going to go in and do a lot, like I can talk about all five as just one chapter. So I'm just hitting it all the main points so people get it. Okay, this is what you want. So that really helped a lot in terms of free myself to do stuff. Then the last thing I'll mention, which was good, was I, you know, for the introduction, I made some good progress this week. So I feel like my introduction is pretty, you know, almost there. Like it's about 1200 words, you know. So I'll end there.
Fantastic. Yay, that's fantastic. And I'm seeing a parallel between what you and Michaela are doing. Like Michaela started out, I think in her mind, or maybe I'm like she has the possibility of doing a bigger work, but she's decided on something that would be practical, can get into people's hands and doesn't go into all the in-depth shamanic principles and all these other things that she could bring in from her experience. So it would, so it sounds like yours will bring some of that, some of the flavor and definitely the principles of your overall work, but yeah, lead a lot of it to be elaborated later. So it makes a lot of sense for me, and great.
Yeah,
and you know, you get through that book.
Yeah, I want to mention my overall goal has now changed in terms of producing that work, that big book, you know, in a year.
Right.
But this 80-page ebook, I can tackle within the next month. I feel like I can just, you know, put all the stuff I've done together and add some more, put some connective tissues around it. Then it's ready. Like I really do feel like that becomes the condensed version for that big book. So that's kind of how I want to approach it now.
Okay. I was going to say that doesn't stop you from doing your bigger one.
Yeah. I just want to say like, oh, you know, it's not like I'll get this done. I'm done. You know, I still want to keep going and do that. Yeah. And that kind of big book is more, that's much more self-discovery. Like that has to, like, you really have to dig deep, at least for me, to for the right thing to come out. And I feel like Michaela, you probably feel the same too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful. And so that sounds great, Peter. I'm really encouraged around that. And it's almost like that is, I'm getting the feeling, you know how we're talking about building your platform? I think what you've just done is created a tool for that.
And also leverage what I've done in the past, which is also, I have a little bit of platform already. Through leadership for kids, the work I've been doing, and you know, some, you know, so that's kind of leveraging that.
Yeah. So great. So any challenge that you want to get coaching on or be in the hot seat around?
I think my challenge is on the way I'm structuring my work is that Monday through Thursday I'm usually quite busy. So I just you know, use Friday, Saturday, the weekend to get as much done as possible. Then where I, like, for example, I feel like by next week I have the introduction piece ready. Like, is it like, how do I feel like I could use some feedback on that. Like, is it like, how would that work with this coaching and that mastermind group? So I guess it's more of a question.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, later on, let's put this up for actually a little after we've done the roundabout or the, you know, people talking and we've done the breakthrough, let's discuss that a little bit, because I'm like, the vehicle for doing it is, you know, I think we, it'd be great to share. People can do that through putting it on Google Docs and putting on the Google Doc, you know, share, and then posting the link. The only question is our WhatsApp group, you know, things go by, and so people will miss the links. We don't have a Facebook group, which might be a great distraction, and even that, things go by there. I don't really want to set up a Slack group, although I could if necessary. So the question for me is, what would be the simplest way for this group to share documents and to post, like to post documents? So if anybody has ideas,
I want to make sure I understand your question. So for me, Google Docs is pretty straightforward and, you know, pretty easy to use. So we're not looking for like what word processor we need, right? We're more like, how do we communicate that? Is that the question?
Yeah. Like how do, like people can comment on the Google Doc.
Right. They just, you know, add comments.
The question is whether people, when they've got something they want a review on, should we just post it on WhatsApp, or do people have a better way? If some people have some ideas of how we can make sure that other group members know that you want feedback and give what they can, you know, not everybody can give it, but I certainly will, and whoever else is there. So anyway, I'm going to leave that open, and if anybody wants to say something later, we'll continue with the rounds, because that's kind of, I think if we were to set up Slack, which would allow us to share it better, or Facebook, it does have the tendency to get us distracted a bit, but maybe it's necessary. So, Alex or Michaela, who wants to go next? Okay, Alex?
Okay, sure. When Michael held up his papers, I want to be Michael. That's really what it comes down to. Nice job, Michael. So Wins, I am building a business piece around the book. So I'm building a membership site that is a companion to the book. And when I got quite stuck emotionally or whatever after, you know, last week, some of you guys helped me with that. It shifted some. It's just, it feels a little bit sometimes like I'm swimming in molasses versus, you know, clear water. No emotional upsets. It's just hard to get myself, you know, to do it and so on. But on the side of the business side of it, like the membership site and members for it, and I have 30 or 40 pre-orders for the book and stuff. So on the promotion side of it and on the business side of it, it's going great. And I interviewed 30 people so far ish on the subject of my book, people who would be the perfect ideal readers, and maybe, you know, they might be interested in my membership site, and which is going to be a little higher priced than my things before. And so I've been immersing myself in those interviews. I have them going on in the background quite often as I do other things, as I'm in the house. And what it's doing, part of my procrastination, part of the molasses that I'm in, is that I've been so long having figured out what I want to do with my life, that although I coach people on this very topic, I wasn't as emotionally connected with my ideal audience as I wanted to be. And so now when I'm hearing their interviews, I'm hearing their statements going on in the background a lot every day. I'm running with my pen constantly. So I have pages and pages and pages of notes, which is what I would say to that person saying that thing. So it feels like the right environmental conditions for writing the book, and is really helping putting together the membership site. And so all I can do so far is hope that, again, it's creating the conditions for me to write more. Challenge. In terms of the writing side, I seem to only get something written when I have something serious accountability with you guys. And so I really like Michael's 500 words a day thing. I like how Michael's done the math on things. And so, you know, if anybody here would jump into a 500 words a day with me, I think, you know, I'm saying it out loud. Of course, I'm scared that one of you is going to agree with me. But if you do, I could use it or something like that. That's it.
I'll do 50 words a day with you.
50. all right.
That's a start, right? It's a bidding war now.
All right. Okay. Sounds good.
I have 50. Do we have 100? Do we have 100?
What was that?
I said, I hear 50. Do we have 100? How about 150?
How about 250? 250 is a page, by the way.
All right, 250 it is. Before I talk myself out of it.
Oh, and Michaela, I see waving. 250. And Peter, if you want to do 50 words a day, you can. It's just... actually, each person commit them. I'm hearing you. Is it 250, Alex?
Yeah. So I'm going to say to you guys out loud before I back out of it. Okay. I'm going to put a number in WhatsApp every day.
Okay.
No big explanation. I'm just going to put a number.
Okay.
And you guys will know that I'm aiming for 250, and I won't lie if I don't hit it. So let's see how it goes.
Good. Yeah. And what about you, Michaela?
I would be committed. I could commit, I think, to 250 a day as well, because what I haven't shared in this group is I'm writing another book.
You haven't shared it with me either. Okay. Anyway, whoa. So there we go. We'll talk about that later. That's interesting. I'm intrigued. Okay, so Michael, is that 250 or 500 you're doing?
I'm gonna go for 500.
Okay, and is it and Bart? We're all. Bart can't be heard. Unmute. And Peter, how much do you know while we're waiting for Bart?
I think way I have to go about it is I have to look at it weekly, because I usually don't have time to do the writing, but I'm thinking somewhere like 1,000 words a week.
1,000, is that, are you sure? Because I know you've got a full-time job and a family, so I don't want to.
Yeah, 1,000 words a week.
Okay, so 1,000. And for all of you, you decide whether it's 5 days a week or 7 days a week. I suggest you give yourself a bit of slack unless you really want to give it 5 days a week. And that way it gives you a chance to have a break. Bart?
I could do 500 a day, 5 days a week.
500 a day, okay, great. So, well, okay, and post it up in WhatsApp. That is there, okay? And you just have to put the number. No, you can put a comment, but it doesn't need a big comment. And with Peter, you know, once a week you can post that. And maybe after tomorrow you'll be able to post it, who knows? Or get it done day. Now, and with the rest of you, if you don't make it on one day, whatever your goal is, then you make it up the next day. I better not get complicated. Anyway, we'll just see what happens here. Okay, so who are we missing now in terms of saying it's Michaela, right? So Michaela.
Okay. Katie, I really need to know what the timetable is, because now I've heard whispers twice of needing that first draft by the end of April. And honestly, if I knew that was the deadline, I would have had to say I pass on this mastermind right now because that's the deadline for my other book.
Okay, so we'll make it another deadline for you.
Okay, good. So I'm writing, it's not a book for mass publication. I'm writing a book for my daughter through a website called Storyworth. And they send you prompts weekly. And I've had real challenges because in part the prompts are not good for me, but I'm determined that by May 1st, I give at least 25 stories, if not closer to 35 stories. And they can range from sort of a page to three pages each with photographs. So there's a little bit of extra work in there. It's not just writing. And that is actually going well. And I've realized that I always need pressure to perform. It's an old habit and I don't really like it, but I kind of have to face that the fact that it's because this deadline is looming that I am writing now. I'm just thankful it's not April 1st and I only have a month to do it because then I'd be tearing my hair out.
Okay.
That's that. And I'm sure you guys have all heard what my challenge is. My challenge is really thinking about the social media, networking, all that kind of stuff. I resent having to learn that as well as the zillion other things I know how to do. But, you know, at the end of the last class on Thursday, you know, I was in a real funk and I thought, oh God, and I didn't really feel like we'd gotten much help from our speaker in terms of audience. In fact, it was hardly talked about. And I know it's important. And that's the other realization I had last week is that there is some stuff on cancer websites about what to say, what not to say, what to do. You know, it's sometimes two paragraphs. It's very brief. So obviously there's brief stuff out there, but so who is my real audience? And I'm still struggling with trying to put words to who that is. It's obviously somebody who wants a little bit more than that, but how to articulate that, I'm not quite sure yet.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Michaela. So, so we're gonna go into the clearings, and I don't know if we have much of a time, chance to do much else, actually. But a lot has been raised, and it's all good, you know? We don't always get all that we want to put in. And the audience thing is going to be something that's developed. I want you to all cultivate the mindset that it's not all going to get settled right away. There are things that just develop with time and we can go deeper and deeper into. The main thing is we're wanting you to get into the habit of writing right now. And with a more or less idea of who you're writing for. And as we go deeper, we will get that greater sense of, you will get that greater sense of who the audience is. And we can revisit it. And I'll probably be giving you some worksheets on that. There's one thing that I realized that I haven't given you, Michaela, and I'm wondering if I gave Michael, is the book, and I've got it from Alex, but Bart did it years ago, was the book assessment where you, it's a bit of a long process to answer, but it really helps you to find more who your book is for and what your book is, what you want to do with your book. So I'm gonna send it to you, Michaela, because I think I neglected sending it to you. And Michael, did I send it to you at all? Okay, I was sure I had, but then I guess I didn't. So here we are. It's because it's been a real rolling enrollment with this group. So it's like, it's not something where I've just been able to say, group, I'll do this. So yeah, so getting your assessment done would be great. And then I'll be able to read. And Bart, Would it be, I think maybe you could relook at yours and maybe write in another color any additional things that you have to say since, because it was 2 years ago, I think you started your book and then you got sick and your book has changed a lot. So I think maybe if you revisited it, I don't, do you have a copy?
You know, I'd have to look for that, Katie.
I probably have,
send it to me.
Yeah, well, I probably have the correspondence in my, I'm pretty sure I have it somewhere.
Sure.
So I'll look on my desktop. So
Katie, why don't you just, that sounds like it's a good candidate for whichever way we choose of sharing documents. I mean, like, well, probably you'll have to email to the whole group, but those kind of things would be good to have posted all in one place so we could access them.
Yeah. You mean the assessment or, membership site.
There have been like one or two other things you gave us as resources, like maybe it was something you gave us prior to the 4-hour workshop.
Right. Yeah, like all of those things, I will, in the next week, I'm going to put up all of the common resources, you know, and checklists and that on that membership webpage that I have. And if any of you have some ideas about how we, now there's the thing about how we share as a group, you know, just documents that each of us are writing, which wouldn't go on a membership site. It needs something more flexible. It could go on the WhatsApp group, but WhatsApp doesn't have anything. I can, if people want, I can, in the Facebook. So I'm just wondering, and I'm gonna leave this, okay? Because I don't wanna waste any more time of the group, but if people have any brilliant ideas or of
Google Drive is a good place for us to all to be able to share documents.
Yeah, Google Drive is good. Maybe just do email, like just, you know, I posted something, you know, feel free to check it out or, you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
that would work if people felt okay with that. That would mean that everybody has, and I don't think anybody has objections, the email of the other members of the group, and that you can and that you email them with a link to the document and saying I'd appreciate or whatever else, I'd appreciate some feedback if any of you have time to do that. Now, I want to say that all of you are busy people, so you're not obliged, but it does help the group. You know, people give and they receive. So, you know, as much as you can at the time, or sometimes you might be able to come back to it later if you've got a deadline. So we'll do it via email. That sound good to everybody? Okay, great. One last thing. We're gonna do some clearing. We got 15 minutes. And just something I'd like to say to everybody. There's some rough edges here because we're experimenting and we're trying to get my internet connection is unstable. Yeah, there's rough edges because we're experimenting to get the best for all of you individually and as a group. And so there may be times where we're just doing a little bit more discussion than normal, you know, than setting it all out beforehand. But I think we're going to get into the groove pretty soon around this. So we won't need to have this much and we can really focus on the issues at hand. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to do some clearing. And it's going to be a group clearing. And we're going to do it on we're not going to get this all dealt with, obviously, but we're going to do it on visibility. And actually, I want to do it on Michaela's thing. It's fuck it. I don't want to build a platform. I mean, that's not exactly how you put it, but I think that's how most of us could feel it at points, although Alex is, you know, not feeling that right now. So on a level of 1 to 10, how do you feel about building a platform? And just note that for yourself, okay? And okay, so I'm just gonna go right into a clearing. I do tapping. You can, and I say whatever comes into my mind, and you're doing it for yourself, even though it might be around somebody else's issue. You can always adapt it for yourself, or just borrow the benefits of what's happening. So you're tapping, either doing EFT tapping, or you can tap in between your eyebrows like that. And if I seem to not be doing very traditional EFT tapping, it's because I don't. I just kind of, it's a boost, but I go wherever I'm called to go. And so maybe just don't look at me if it distracts you. Which makes me think, maybe I should just, do you prefer if I guess all of you can close your eyes, or I can turn up, maybe I can take off my video. I would prefer that, actually. So there you go. And I'm gonna, so even though I can't bear the thought of building a platform as well as all this writing, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like it's so difficult to build a platform as well as write, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't want to build a platform, I deeply love and accept myself. I don't want to, it's enough, everything's overwhelming, like it's too much. Doing a book is just like too much. I mean, there's too many elements. Not only do I have to write a book, which is damn difficult in the first place, but I have to build a platform. And then they say, oh God, you got to get so many people on that platform. You have to be really popular. And you have to millions or thousands of people. And how the hell am I ever going to do that? I don't feel like doing all that work. I'm tired of working. I don't want this to be a work project. I want this to be a project of love. I want this to be a contribution. And I just wish it would all get done for me. And yet, what if it could be all fun? I mean, not every single moment. There are points of resistance to get through. But what if I could have the idea that this was a fun game, that this is all a game, that it really is a game? And I've been taking it far too seriously. What if it's all a game? What if it's all a glorious divine game? And what if all the marketing advice in the world, even if I was to listen to all of it and hear all of it for days and days and days, with all the contradictory things, with all the things that people say I have to do, be on 1,000 social media sites, a new one appearing every day, do this, do that. Fuck it. Not gonna do that. What if it all comes with ease? What if all the opportunities come to me and I just take inspired action? I take action that inspires me. I keep going. Yes, I get through some of the blocks, but I love writing. I'm loving writing. If I stick at it enough, I get real pleasure from it. And it's all these ideas in my head and all the things that I want to contribute around my ideas, they're all getting on the page. And yes, part of this is building a platform. Part of it's being seen. That's the part that's kind of scary too. It's not just that I have to build a platform, so-called, but I have to be seen. and writing these words, I will be seen. I will be seen unless I hide, unless I hide. And that's part of the thing. There's part of me that wants to hide. There's part of me that wants to hide, that finds it dangerous to be out there. And that's okay, because that part of me is gradually going to feel safe over time with clearings. I can feel safe. Okay, first round. I have to have a drink of water. Looking at Michael. So I'm gonna, I guess I should take off my video for a second and just get a quick anything that anybody wants to say. Michaela, did it help at all? Did it make it worse?
No, it did not make it worse. It probably took it from about a 9 to about a 7.
Okay,
I realized I can't really, in all honesty, say that I love writing yet.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so that's another one. And I can't say in all honesty that I always love writing. But once I get going, actually, you know, it is really the practice that it starts getting pleasurable. And when you stop for a while, then you have to get in the momentum again. So that's why it's so important to actually, you know, part of it is not just doing the clearings, part of it is just doing the work and getting past the discomfort of doing the work. Anything else, or I'm going to do another one. We still got a few minutes. Okay. And we'll see if we can bring it down more. Or if anybody's got any words to kind of help with this clearing, just pipe them in. But I see Alex saying, thank God for Get It Done Day tomorrow. yeah, the Get It Done Days help with us all. So, okay, one more clearing. Maybe we'll have more. Even though I really still don't want to do a platform, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I really still don't want to do a platform, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't want to do a platform, I deeply love and accept myself. Okay. Platform. What does that really mean? Does it mean me getting up on stage? Does it mean me doing articles? Does it mean me doing social media? What does it mean? All it means is me getting the word out through many channels. And who's to say which channel will work for me? Who's to say that? What if I just had this feeling that I just try things? I just do little experiments. I don't do any big thing. I just try little things from time to time. And that for the moment, I just have to get into the writing. And then the platform will come. It will come. But just for the moment, I really need to get into the writing. Feeling that I have this book under my belt. Feeling like I have this book under my belt, that I have some sort of real idea, and I've started to really write. Because what the fuck do I need a platform for quite yet? I don't. Would be good, but I don't. And maybe, you know, I've had a hard time with it in my business before. Maybe I have, but it doesn't mean it has to be like that again, because things are changing. Things are changing with me. Things are changing. The past isn't the future. And what if I could just get rid of that anger that I have around building a platform, around feeling that I have to make an effort to make myself known, heard, It's all about that. Why should I have to make such a big effort to be seen and heard? Why shouldn't my brilliance just be seen as it is? Why shouldn't it just shine forth? And maybe it will. Maybe it will. Once I let go of all those things that have stood in the way of me being seen and heard, and let go of all the childhood hurts and let go of all that. And yes, what if it could be really fun having a platform? What if it could be a hoot? What if it could be a hoot? What if it could be so fun? So fun, so fun, so fun. Okay, so we got 5 minutes. And so I'm maybe going to have a last word from all of you, you know, like a couple of words of what you're bringing, you're taking away. And I wanted to just say that, and I think I might have said it before, but I see maybe having a sprint, like a time where we have 5 get it done days in a row, maybe at the end of April, maybe at the end of March, maybe later, just to get that, just to do whatever we haven't done on that first draft. Or if you're already finished it, to start the second. So that I'm thinking, you know, I'm ready to do with you if you want it, or it could be a weekend or something like that. So just think about what might work for you. The other thing that is possible, and this could be in the context of this week, or it could be over the next month or 2 months. I don't mean this week, but you know, the sprint week, is I would love to experiment with each of you maybe having a buddy and doing one chapter where the buddy interviewed you for your book, like interviewed you to get the chapter. And that means you have to have all the points down and the questions formulated for them to do it. Then you just get that transcribed, and that acts as a rough draft for a chapter. I would be interested in experimenting with that way, because it might be a fast way for some of you to get your chapters done. So those are both questions, possibilities. And so it's not that you have to do it. It's not that everybody has to do it, but there may be a couple of people, or, you know, and if there's 4 people who want to do it, that's fine. If there's 5, then, you know, I'll pair up with somebody or whatever. So there we are. But that will be next month or later, you know. So, okay, so last words, haha, for this week, I mean. So, yeah. And last words and any hopes or anything that you want me to do for the future, just toss it in there. And I'll think about it on my week off.
Well, I'd just like to say it's great to connect again. This was a fantastic class together, and we're all in the trenches together. And so it's nice when we can carry each other sometimes too. And I would say probably all of us have certain expertise in certain areas too, like certain strengths in some areas. So we don't want to be given advice all the time. That's not the right, that's not the nature of this this space. But asking for us doesn't hurt if you want it to, you know. So yeah, anyway, thanks everybody. It's great. And I'm really excited about this 250/500 words a day thing. So yeah, I'll see you tomorrow on WhatsApp with your numbers.
Tomorrow, Katie, can you just like, how does the gate day go? Tomorrow. Like, we check in on WhatsApp? Is that it?
No, we check in on Zoom. And you should have yesterday's email has mm-hmm. the Zoom, you know, the regular okay. Zoom link, like here, and we do, and we really will go for it tomorrow. Short check-ins because we all know each other by now. Okay. All the questions, but we'll do a short check-in as you know, just saying what we're going to do in the next couple of hours, and then we check in again at those times.
I see.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, I do have something at 11, like a meeting I cannot get out. But other than that, I should be pretty good for the day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And maybe because it's your get it done day, in a sense, that we've put on to accommodate you, that we talk about what are the times that it worked best for you. These are the times that we have for the other get it done day, which, you know, I just thought we'd repeat because it was maybe less confusing that way, but we can change it. Okay.
No, it's just that from 11 to 12, I have something I cannot get out, but other than that, the rest are good.
Okay, great. Thanks. And anything else that you wanted to say about today or in parting?
No, just thanks everyone for sharing your insights and being open. You know, it's really great to be among kinder spirits.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're able to be here. So so I'm going to go to Michaela next.
Thank you everyone for holding space for my energy. Thanks for all of the suggestions that have come up either to me or to others. I have a whole thing of things already to do or to look out for. So that is really great. And I'm starting to feel the container that we're creating. And I'm sure that will strengthen in time, and it will become a bigger resource, even just from the energetic perspective. And Katie, I really appreciated what you said in the clearing, that the future doesn't have to be like the past. Thank you.
I certainly hope so for myself. Thank you for reminding me of that. There's got to be another way for books to get out, and I want to learn it. That's for sure for myself, because I've done it the hard way, and I've not getting as much as I want out there. So, So who's next? Thank you, Michaela. And Mike, no, just a minute. Yeah, Michael.
Okay. I enjoyed the clearing, and it reconnected me with part of my process, you know, everything I've been doing since you've heard me, Katie, talk about conscious couples a long way back, which is, I came to a realization that I was playing small and previously. And part of what I was looking for those things of like, how can I do little bits and pieces, you know, an article here, a blog post there, and kind of get to it. And, you know, why would people want to hear from me? You know, I don't have a PhD. I'm not a therapist. I haven't done all of this work with couples and everything. And about towards the end of last year, when you and I started, you know, you told me about the book writing thing, I'm like, you know, I am ready for this now. It has always been something like, oh yeah, I know I need to do it. I know I will do it. It'll be somewhere off in the undefined future, but it's now defined for me. And I'm all in, and I'm not letting myself be distracted by, you know, marketing, selling, and, you know, the other pieces that need to be done. And I'm ready to just focus on the book and write, and I'm sure I'll stumble through it. But, you know, on the other hand, I've stepped into my power that way. It's like, I'm good at writing. I've done a lot of business and other writing over the years and gotten paid for it. So I'm ready for that. And I'm thankful for your direction, your intuition, and you're drawing me into this group with these great people, and giving, and, you know, and helping make me accountable. So I'm ready to keep on doing the book.
Wonderful, Michael. Glad you're feeling that way. And it's great having you in the group. We have such a lovely group here. I just love you guys and women. Now we have another, I have another sister here. yes. Now, Bert.
Hi. Actually, up until tonight, I hadn't thought at all about promotion. Really wasn't my focus. And so I was kind of neutral about it one way or another. So, but the clearing was good. And one thing that just came up for me, or a sentence that came up, actually two of them, how does fear keep showing up in this book writing process for me? And is acting like sludge when it comes to writing a manifestation of that fear? And so, and actually that's what my whole book is about anyway, is been looking at what's fearful in my life and what I've done. And how do I want to change that? And it's no different when it comes to writing this book. You know, what are these things for me that are just different ways that fear comes forth for me? So actually, this has all been very good. So if I notice tomorrow that, oh yeah, my feet are back to sludge again, you know, until our next mastermind, well, frankly, I think that's fear manifesting somehow. And that's something I need to take a look at and see for me how that is. So.
Great. Really good point, Art. And which reminds me, and I meant to get to it at the very beginning. I have this 6-week course for you, which I was hoping to do start in March. And I'm wondering if it's, which is around mental fitness, around your saboteurs and all that. And I just want to tell you what it involves and see if people are ready for it or if it's going to get in your way right now, because I feel like I don't want to put more on your plate. Basically, it involves 1 hour a week, and we would have to work out when, and not everybody has to go through it at the same time. So if there's a few people who are ready to go through it now, then we can do that, and then the other people can go through it later. And it basically, it involves a half hour to an hour meeting once a week for 6 weeks, and we'd have to figure out a time. And the other thing is it involves a little app that you have to have a phone, and there's an app, and it's like there's one video a week, and there's the app is about 10 to 15 minutes a day, most days. So, and it's actually integrating habits that kind of help you with fear and also show you your saboteurs and show you how to access that part of the brain, which is what they call the sage. So that being said, if people can just write in the chat how their immediate feeling about that, and then, you know, like, no, yes, yes, maybe. And then I can go from there and figure out a time, you know, maybe, you know, the timing of that. And I was supposed to do this about a month ago, but 2 months ago, but haven't. So if you can just write that, and then I'll go from there. And, oh, okay. Yeah, Michael, not more on my plate. Nikayla, so we can start with a few people, as I said. Yes, Bart, well, you've got your dear wife who's trained in it and wants you to do it, so she'll be happy. Okay, great. Okay, so we'll have, so I see some of us want to do it right away and some not, and I will be repeating it. So those who want to do it can do it, and those who don't, not. So Peter is the only one I'm not seeing there, and you've got a lot of-
Oh, I thought I typed in not at the moment, because I want to focus on the stuff I got on my plate already.
That's what I, yeah. I mean, I can't imagine how you're doing it. You're doing it, so great. Okay, well, sorry I went over by 10 minutes and, or 9 minutes, oh, 10 minutes now. I will try and keep it to the 90 minutes. Some, am I on mute or what is it that you're?
Alex hasn't, Have you done your final sharing, Alex?
I did, Michaela. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, thanks for watching out for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So great. So thank you all, and thanks for your patience and your engagement. And we're gonna rock it. We really are. And we're going to be experimenting with so many different things. And, you know, we'll find out what works. And let's have a game, like, let's make a game of it. And I'm going to make a little, I was going to sing at the beginning, but I'm going to do a singing goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, my friends, goodbye, goodbye. Just be a little silly and have some fun because life is way too serious already. Bye-bye.
So true. Thank you, Katie. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. So, Katie, you're off next week, right? So enjoy your time off.
Thank you. And I will be sending a few emails to get everything set up around beforehand, okay? Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Take good care. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.